Hello, red shirts. Welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today is episode 200, where I recap my experience at GaryCon 14 in March 2022. You can catch the companion blog post with pictures with link in the show notes. So as usual, GaryCon was at the Lake Geneva Resort in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, where Gary Gygax grew up, raised his family, and where he wrote the original Dungeons & Dragons, started Gen Con, and TSR, and all the other things that started the role-playing game movement. So this is just going to be a quick recap. If you want the details, I've got lots of details in the blog. I lucked out and my room registration was relatively smooth. There was a bit of a kerfuffle because I guess the renovations that they were doing on one end of the hotel were not done. So it bumped a bunch of people to other locations at the resort instead of in the main hotel where the con happened. And walking through all those rooms was quite the maze. Anyway, my room was perfectly situated in the building closest to the lobby. I was on the third floor, the top floor, closest to the stairs. I couldn't have got any closer unless I was sleeping in the footpath of everybody going everywhere. There was a few times it was closer to go to my room to go to the bathroom than find the restroom. And I didn't have any problem with people being too loud. Even with the stairs right there. I got to Lake Geneva in time for lunch. I went to the pub next door and did their spaghetti and meatball special. It was really good. I then made a Walmart run for the couple of things I realized I forgot. And then I checked in, unloaded my truck, and I went down to the lounge, ran into some friends. We killed time at the lounge till it was time to go to registration. We waited until so we wouldn't have a long wait in line. Ha ha ha. A lot of people had the idea to get there, and the line was wrapped all the way past where the registration was, and we looped around. Took about an hour to get through that. It was smooth. If you had your badge number and your ID and your proof of a negative COVID test within whatever the time frame was, or your COVID vaccination card, it was lickety-split, get your stuff, and go on. Once I got my stuff, I dropped my badge and whatnot off back in my room. I went back to the lounge, hung out for a while, then back to my room. I had a 9 a.m. game on Thursday. I live in Eastern time, so I had no problem getting up and plenty of time to get ready. Went down, got some breakfast, went back, brushed my teeth, grabbed my stuff, went to the game. What I signed up for was the board game Diplomacy. On the first GaryCon that got canceled a couple years ago, I decided I was going to sign up for all war games, and I did, and I got into everything I wanted. Well, this year, the pickings for war games was pretty sparse, but I can understand that. A lot of the guys that run those are older guys, and they didn't want to deal with COVID. So perhaps next year. But I'd never played Diplomacy. It was a three-hour slot. It was originally supposed to be a four-hour slot and start at 8, but something got happened with the scheduling, the guy said. Diplomacy is a game for 7 players. There were 2 experienced players, the fellow running the game and one other. The rest of us, 5 of us, including myself, had never played before. The other 4 novice players were a group of college-age buddies. It was a great group. It ended up being the perfect group to play this game with. The only random element in Diplomacy is at the start, randomly determining who gets what. The guy just wrote down the names of all the countries on cards, flipped them over, and we just went around the table drawing. I ended up with Germany. The 2 experienced players, the guy running the game was Italy. The other experienced player was Russia. And basically it starts in 1900 Europe, and each turn is like 6 months, and at the end of the year, if you hold what's called a control point, basically a city that's a production center, you can increase your military by either a new army or a new navy if it's on a coast. The new players decided that we were going to gang up on the experienced players, so we started with Russia. We about ended up wiping Russia off the board by the end of the game. Austria did get wiped off the board by the end of the game. We did a little bit against Italy, but Italy ended up tying with England for second place. Because I was Germany, surrounded in the middle, I was trying to make friends with everybody. I did a little bit of backstabbing on Russia and took Warsaw, which was one of those centers that helped me get a little more powerful. And we ended up with an alliance, well, basically everybody against Russia and Italy. I kind of pretended with Italy that we had an alliance and did a minor backstab of them. No attack or anything. I just kind of blocked them. And then I did a little backstab of France and told them, oh no, I'm just trying to make Italy think I'm going to do this. And I said, we need to back out of there. Well, I didn't back out of there. Then I made an alliance with England to really backstab France, and that helped. And I ended up surprisingly winning the game. I hadn't expected that. I had 8 control centers, and England and France had 7 each. So that was icing on the cake to win that game. So then I went and ran around the vendor hall, and that's when I ran into Yolanda Frontenay, owner of Gary's Old House. That prompted me to do my prior podcast and blog post about the Indiegogo campaign for Gary's House and the need to take out 2 big trees. I'm still encouraging you to support that. Then Thursday evening was the wedding of Satine Phoenix and Jameson Stone, officiated by Luke Gygax. And I decided to dress up as my character Griswold, who is the namesake of Follow Me and Die, for Satine and Jameson's wedding. And Satine immediately recognized it because she drew that character for my social media avatar. And I got a couple pictures of me if you want to check that out on the blog. It was a lot of fun. One really cool thing they did is they had a photo booth set up where they, after the ceremony, got a picture with everybody that was there, and it spit out these postcard size collection of 3 pictures, and the couple got one that immediately went into a photo book and everybody signed it, and then you got an identical copy, and I've got a picture of that. That was a lot of fun. Some was a serious photo, some was mugging for the camera. We had a lot of fun. Friday morning, I had an 8 a.m. game, a Holmes Basic scenario by Zach Howard of Xenopus Archives called Skullstack Crater. I played a Lizardfolk Warrior. We were all 3rd level except the Halfling Thief, who was 4th level. And we had a great mix of experienced players, and so some obstacles we got through pretty easily. I played my character as a fearless warrior who would gladly go first. I had the most hit points, but I was really worrying the cleric because I had 4 hit points of damage or something, and he wanted to heal me right away. I'm like, I'm all right. That was fun. And some of those players played in the game at the last physical Gary Con, Return to the Tower of Xenopus by Zach Howard. That was fun to play with those guys again. That evening, I went to a seminar with Jameson Stone about indie tabletop RPG publishing and Kickstarter, and picked up a few more tips on doing stuff with crowdsourced fundraising. I then took another nap, that waking up at 6 a.m. Central because my body says it's 7 o'clock back home just really kind of catches up. But then I got some supper. I attended a GM Tips by Satine. I'm really impressed by, because I go to all her GM Tips seminars that she has at the cons I attend, and she presents them differently. And she pointed out that, especially after COVID, there's no more a one-size-fits-all answer for Game Master tips, because there are 3 possible applications: in-person games, online games, and streamed games, and each of them is different, so the answers for the same question applied to each of those types of games is different. It's very insightful, a lot to think about. And because Satine was so busy and they were leaving the next day to England for D&D in a castle, after the seminar, I had a very quick, hey, how's it going? How's the granddaughter sort of thing? And we got our annual GaryCon picture. GaryCon 8 was the first GaryCon for both of us. We met at GaryCon 8 and kind of hit it off, so we're GaryCon buddies. And the next day, I didn't have anything until about 11, so I planned to sleep in. Saturday morning, narrator, Despite his good intentions, he did not, in fact, sleep in. He awoke at the same early hour as every previous morning. He realized this as he looked bleary-eyed at his watch. So at 11, I had a 2-hour screening of the documentary The Dreams in Gary's Basement by Pat Kilbane. I saw an early teaser of this at my first GaryCon, GaryCon 8. At GaryCon 8, it was more a story of D&D in general, but as the documentary process progressed, Pat realized it's more a story of Gary, and it was very well done. He said that the intro still needed to be done, and the third act needed editing. Had he not said anything, I don't think any of us would have noticed. It is very well done, and I can't wait until the final product comes out sometime this summer, and it's going to be streamed on some service. It's yet to be determined. And after the screening, I bought Pat lunch so we could catch up, and we ran into Dave Wesley, and he joined us and regaled us with stories of his father's World War II submarine service. And near the end of Dave's story, Griff Morgan, behind the Secrets of Blackmore documentary, sat down and joined us. After that, I took another nap, and on my way to supper, I passed a table of younger gamers, and they liked my denim vest. I get a lot of compliments about my sleeveless denim jacket that's got various pins and buttons on it, and the Frank Frazetta Death Dealer patch on the back. If you want to get one of those, go to frazettagirls.com. That's run by his daughter and granddaughters. It's legit, not a knockoff, so you're giving money to the people that own the copyright to that work. I asked the three young people if they wanted to play my card game, and they said sure, so we played a game. They really liked it. That was a lot of fun. After that, I ran into Zach Howard that I had my Holmes Basic game in, and we started talking about Holmes Basic, and then Pat Kilbane walked by, and we all talked about how Holmes Basic was the first D&D for each of us, and that was a lot of fun. And then I took another trip to the vendor hall, and I had missed the earlier presentation for the GaryCon Lifetime Achievement Award, but I quickly and easily figured out that it was Lou Zocchi of Game Science when I saw the award at his booth. So that was pretty cool. He wasn't expecting that. I bought another set of dice from Lou. That makes like 5 sets of Game Science dice I have, I believe. I bought a new dice bag from another vendor, the Roll for Initiative game company. They sell dice and other game aids. I didn't realize that they were a Michigan-based company. They're based out of Portage, Michigan, which is about 15 minutes from where I live. They're all online sales because they don't have a storefront, but that was still pretty interesting. And then a guy I know from online gave me a 3D-printed mini of Gary Gygax. He said that there were 10 of them scattered around the convention center, free to whoever could find them, and he had 2, so that was pretty cool. And I spent the evening in the lounge and was hoping to get people to do my card game, but I was glad just to visit because it was nice to be back amongst gamers. Sunday morning, the last day of the con, I really wasn't ready to go. I started telling people I could use another week of this, but my wallet would implode. And I was in the restaurant for breakfast, and I was at a table near where Todd Stashwick was having breakfast with someone. And when his friend was getting ready to depart, somebody else walked up and was talking to Todd, and he mentioned he grew up near Lake Geneva, actually Chicago area. When I was done with my breakfast, I struck up a quick conversation with him about old games like Dungeons & Dragons 1st Edition. This was his first GaryCon, and he was really having a good time. He then gave me a card with a Spotify barcode on it. I didn't know that these things existed. There's a barcode for Spotify that'll take you to a playlist. And so he has a playlist of gaming and travel playlist, he calls it. And it's a bunch of songs from the late 70s and early 80s. And it was really good. It got me all the way home with playlist to spare. And he then honored me by following me on Instagram, which I thought was pretty cool. I then got in a couple of play tests with some more players. One of them was the player from Saturday's card game. He really liked it and was eager to play again. And the others that played really enjoyed it. And then I had 2-player playtest with myself and one other. and we did one game of the current rules of the game. And then I've got an alternate deck with a slight tweak to some of the attack cards. And I had not play tested that. And I was relieved to know that my tweaks had not broken the game. So I think I'm finally ready to start putting together the finalized deck. I'm not one to do layout, but I think I've got somebody that's going to help me with that. So that's pretty good. Also, while I was in the lounge there at the last day, was sitting, Steve Winter came up and sat down on the chair next to me, and we kind of talked about everything, about games and other stuff. Another gamer showed up, and we were talking about all kinds of stuff. That was a lot of fun. And I was talking to another fellow. He went to follow me on Twitter and then realized he was already following me. That was pretty funny. He's got a lot of followers. He's like 15,000 and he's following that many. I'm like, wow. So no wonder he didn't know he was following me. That was a lot of fun. I also had several people tell me that they read my blog. And Saturday night, some guy that I was sitting near at the bar, the guy sitting next to me, told him, oh, you know, you need to check out my blog. And he says, oh yeah, I've heard of your blog. People tell me I need to check it out, which that's just cool. I can't deny it. That's really neat. And then about 3 o'clock, I found myself reluctantly ready to head home. But boy, I could sure use another week or two like that after all the COVID isolation and whatnot. And I made it home safe, and I did my previous episode of my podcast and a blog post. I have a few more ideas for more blog posts, so I'll be putting some more together. I've got to travel this weekend. I have to help my sister move, and she lives in Oklahoma. I'm in Kalamazoo, Michigan. That's about 920 miles or something like that, down southeast of Oklahoma City. The good news is I know the interstate basically all the way to Tulsa. I haven't traveled between Springfield and Tulsa in 35 years, but I can't imagine the interstate's changed too much. And my only negative experience is I had a black zippered hoodie with my avatar and in red, follow me and die on it. I left it in the lounge one evening. I reported it, but nobody's turned it in. I made Twitter posts with my efforts of checking in with people and it not being turned in. My hope is that whoever found it needed it because it did turn really cold. I hope they're managing to stay warm. And I hope they get a lot of use out of it. If nothing else, it's a little bit of advertisement working its way around the world. I sure hope it didn't get thrown away. I'd rather people wear it and get some use out of it than it be a waste. I don't think anybody else has ordered any from my online store. I'll have to order a new one. I've been a little busy trying to do that. And since I'm getting ready to go out of town again to go help my sister, I haven't got that done. But that is my GaryCon recap. I hope to get more blog posts and podcasts recorded. I don't know if I'm going to get anything recorded while I'm traveling or during my time away this weekend. Just in case, I'm bringing my work laptop in case I don't wrap it up smoothly and I have to work a day or two on the road. I've got a wireless hotspot, so hopefully I don't have to do that, but I used it to play my Wednesday night game at GaryCon. That's one thing I didn't mention, but you can read about all the details in my blog post. I hope you all are having a great last day of March 2022, and don't get too wild tomorrow with the practical jokes if you get into those. And if you want to check out a prior episode, I've got an April 1st episode from a couple years ago. I forget which episode it was, but it's Lead Me and Live is that episode, so check it out. I really appreciate all of you giving me your time, and as always, game on. Knows how to wield a sword, spells arcane and divine, up on a shield to a wolf, and if you have the time, he's got a mean sales pitch, he even makes it rhyme, and if you need a job, this is his go-to line. Some people wanna die more, I can't imagine. They say once you fuck the bomb, there's nothing left to buy. But if you wanna die rich, go coins up on both eyes. Then raise up your long sword, follow me and die.
so fine.